You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm going to have to ask you guys probably next week if I'm able to make a special request while I have that done. Okay? I don't know if you were able to. I wonder if I'm going to be able to. And if I am, I'm probably going to try to do that. That coming up next week on the show about me going under the knife. Daniel Oyafusi joined us from ESPN just moments ago. We asked him whether or not the Browns would go into week one with four QBs.
I don't believe so. I mean, we're not even seeing a lot of teams carry three quarterbacks nowadays on the 53-man roster. But just the nature of, this quarterback room and having two rookies, I think both of those guys are going to – I mean, Dylan Gabriel is a third-round pick. He's almost, like, assured a roster spot. And while Shedeur Sanders, normally a fifth-round pick, isn't guaranteed a roster spot, but, he is a quarterback, and I think that so far he's shown enough, and I think he'll continue to show enough in training camp to prove to the Browns that he's worth developing. I think that he keep those two rookies, and then I think it's a matter of which one of the veterans they feel most comfortable starting the season off with. Obviously, like Kenny Pickett, we haven't really talked about him, but for whatever anyone wants to say about Kenny Pickett, like, the Browns kind of targeted him early in free agency. Andrew Berry said as much. They said that he was a guy, that dating back to a year ago, they were looking at him as a potential trade target. So they do believe that there is kind of a ceiling for him to get better, a potential for him to get better. But I don't know. I think that I'd rather in this situation just kind of roll with Flacco and then know that you have a proven vet, and then you got some two young guys that are really worth developing.
Okay, that makes some sense. It would be odd, but I think any move that they would make would be odd out of this point, because you think about it. You bring in Joe. I don't know if you make any move without controversy out of this class with these quarterbacks getting ready for this season. You brought in Joe. He's 40 years old. If you let go of Joe, you spent $4 million to get a look at Joe during training camp. Oh, and you're letting go of the guy that the veterans are on the record that they trust and went to the playoffs with. I know that game we don't really want to talk about, but they still went to the playoffs with. You got Kenny Pickett. You let Kenny Pickett walk. You get rid of Kenny Pickett. You cut him. Okay, so you gave up a fifth-round pick for Kenny Pickett. Why did you, to get a look at him at camp? You said all these great things. You targeted him early in free agency, or you targeted him early during the, not free agency, but during the offseason to go after him to trade for Kenny Pickett, but then you're going to let him go away. And then, of course, with the two rookies, well, you're going to bring in Shedeur Sanders, tantalize everybody, let Shedeur Sanders go, because that's obviously going to come with a bunch of questions. And I got to tell you guys, and this is a sick thing to admit that you're not going to like, I was scouring Big 12 media days to see if Deion said anything about Shedeur. Guilty as charged. I'm sorry. Guilty as charged.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I wanted to see if anybody asked him about Shedeur, because that is one of the things that we have to pay attention to, is that his dad is one of the most high-profile people in sports. He's certainly one of the most high-profile college football coaches out there. We did talk about something he spoke about at Big 12 Media Days, and it's like, hey, if he's going to be asked about Shedeur, he's going to give an answer about Shedeur, and we'll see where he comes out on that, because that's going to influence a lot of fans of Shedeur Sanders. And the same thing I bring up, though, if you were to let go of Dylan Gabriel, that's a third-round pick. Now I question your own philosophy on picking quarterbacks. And so that goes against you even for the offseason. So that's a question that you have to answer if you're them. 216-474-0092. We also asked Daniel about the hot seat or perceived hot seat, or if there should be even a hot seat, about Kevin Stefanski.
Obviously, like, again, another 3-win season, tough conversations need to be had, but I think that it feels like the comments from ownership, they're going to give some time. They're going to give this group some time to kind of work through the post-Deshaun Watson era and see if they have anything that they can build on for the future.
That this is already a bizarre year. This is a bizarre offseason. It's a bizarre year, Tone. Quite bizarre.
It's hard because anytime, and we're just sitting there asking one of the beat writers, one of the guys that's there every single day, whether or not they're even going to have all four guys on the roster. And he's like, yeah, most teams don't even have three now. So I've wondered how they were going to do this. I don't care what staff you were. I don't think Andy Reid, I don't think it'd be easy for Andy Reid, who's been around forever, to embark on what Stefanski's about to embark on. And we're not talking about rookie minicamp or minicamp in general, right? OTAs. We're talking about actual training camp. You have four quarterbacks coming into actual training camp, and how many of them want to start? And legitimately think they have a chance to start?
All of them.
Don't all four legitimately think they have a chance?
I think so.
Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, they have started as recently as, you know, the last 2 years. Both have started. Yeah. And then you've got two guys who, one was drafted in the third round. Third round quarterbacks expect to be the quarterback at some point. They do. Maybe not like, you know, a top 15 pick. Mm-hmm. But when you're drafted in the third round as
you
a quarterback,
you're going to start a game in the NFL.
Yes, of course.
More than likely.
And then the other one is Shedeur Sanders, who there's never been a day over the last 4 years where he hasn't thought he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And there hasn't been a day that's gone by in his life where somebody hasn't directly told him, you will be starting. Like, you could say, like, oh, he's surrounded himself by delusional people. No, everybody thought Shedeur Sanders up until like the 3 days before the draft, when everyone's like, wait, he's not even a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought he was going to start a game probably this year. So four guys, when has that ever happened in the NFL? How is Kevin Stefanski and that organization going to come up with a format starting here in how many days now when training camp gets underway?
Just over a week.
How is he going to put all four guys out there, evaluate them in the best possible way, put them in position to where the staff can evaluate them? And I'd even ask this. Do you think in Kevin Stefanski's mind, and then I'll ask the same question for Andrew Barry.
I got to be there for this.
Does he have a pecking order today on July 11th to how he thinks this is going to play out? Or is he walking into this like a jury is always asked to come in with an open mind?
No, he has a leader.
Does Andrew Barry
better have a leader?
He better have a leader. Do they have the same leader?
Well, they're thought partners, so I would imagine
they are thought partners.
Well, does Andrew Barry's leader matter?
Go on.
Who's got more power in the organization?
They have equal power from everything that we know, right?
Who's really got more power? When Jimmy Haslam...
Neither.
When Jimmy Haslam...
You just said the name.
So think about this. When Jimmy Haslam...
Wait, what's his leader?
as we get closer to, say, the first preseason game,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's the dual practice, whatever you call it.
The joint practice.
When Jimmy Haslam wants to either pick up the phone, or maybe he's in the office, and he wants to find out and pick the brain of his head coach and his GM,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to be told the truth. Like, I'm here, I'm the owner, I deserve to know what the order is. Does he go to Andrew Barry or does he go to Kevin Stefanski?
I think it's both at the same time.
So he has them both in.
I think in both. You don't want to split the difference.
No, I think for the gameplay, I think he's going to Stefanski, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I glossed over the game plan. Did you say game plan?
What if Jimmy and say he's...
We're past personnel. Hold on.
Say he's talking to whoever is the head honcho. We actually know the individuals, but... The head honcho of the marketing department.
Oh, really?
And the head honcho of the marketing department is like, guys, we got 3 weeks for the season starts. Whose poster is the biggest? Like, what am I supposed to do? What are we sending out in the email? Like, I gotta get ready for this.
Miles Garrett.
No, but for the quarterbacks, like, we gotta start.
We don't do that this year.
Bernie Kosar. That's one we could all agree with that we love.
Brian Sight.
I mean, it's as bizarre an off season as it gets, man. And you're right. Like, if there's a difference of opinion, because, you know, a general manager has to think a couple of years down the line. Kevin Stefanski has to think about winning games right now. There's pressure on both these guys. There's pressure on the players that Andrew picks to perform. And then again, how much sway does Kevin have in those players that are picked? So, I mean, these are going to be very big issues. These are going to be very big issues with this football team moving forward. But going back to Kevin, I would have to think that, yes, he has a leader in the clubhouse. He has a guy that he has in mind. I want to say it's Joe Flacco from everything I know about the guy. But damn it, how many people have come on this show and have said that they believe that they want Kenny Pickett to be the leader in the clubhouse? Not that the people who are making their opinions known, talking about they believe that the Browns want Kenny Pickett to be the leader in the clubhouse for it. And honestly, it does make sense to do that. Like, I know that we've made jokes about, you know, his aunt yelling at us online or things like that. It makes sense. How old's Kenny? 26? 27? How old's Kenny? Somewhere in there? He ain't 40. So you could always try to make him out to be your Geno Smith, your Sam Darnold, ironically, your
27.
Baker, 27. Ironically, your Baker Mayfield, you could try to make him out to be, but then, boy, that's a whole can of worms. And see what he has. Because 40 years old, you're getting 1 year out of Joe Flacco. It's the same. We are, in so many ways, we share a lot more than we think going into this year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are thinking Super Bowl. They are absolutely thinking Super Bowl. But boy, there's a lot of things that we have in common with that fan base right now. 216-474-0092. Would you extend Stephen Kwan? 4 years, $120 million. Come on.
Yeah, I would. I'd be very nervous what that means for the rest of the team and putting a competitive team out there. But yeah, I think Kwan is a keeper. 30, people are telling us 30 is way too high. That is one thing I'm noticing. We are getting a lot of pushback that said there's no chance he gets 30.
So now fans all of a sudden have something in common with Paul Dolan?
They don't want to pay him.
216-474-0092. Would you pay Stephen Kwan? I say yes. Tone says yes. The big question for you guys, if they gave a contract to Stephen Kwan right now, would it put Paul Dolan on your good side? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.